It was beautiful. It was premature. It was very tiny.
And just how ill was Keelan?
He was bleeding on the brain, and he had an infection on his bottom chest infection, and he was coughing up blood. Even though all that there, he was doing all right. We got told that he was coming off a breathing machine, and then we got told something different in the next day, and that's when I started asking the questions.
When did you realise that actually your son was the first baby in this outbreak?
We just realised after we buried him that the doctors called out to the house on the 14th of December and told us that he died of Pseudomonas.
A doctor actually came out to your house to tell you this?
Two doctors came out and told us.
And what then did you know about the infection? What, how much did they tell you?
They said it can be found in water and soil and basically that's it now.
You do acknowledge that your baby was born very ill, very, very, very premature, but how much do you think this infection did play a part in his death? What have the doctors or the authorities told you?
Well, they didn't really tell us anything about the infection until after he died. But they said that
He would still be here, but only for an infection. Even though we have the bleeding on the brain now, they told us that he would still pull through.
What have they told you, Gavin, about how Keelan picked up this infection?
They said it could be picked up from his sinks and touching him, but I think it was the changing his nappy and cleaning on his belly button with tap water instead of sterilised water. They should be using sterilised water, like.
No, they are.
Now they are, like. They're using sterilised water now after the baby died, like, which I think it should be sterilised water all the time anyway. Instead of just tap water, like.
So you've had a meeting with the Western Health Trust. What have they said to you about what happened to Keelan? Why did they want to meet you?
We asked to meet them and they didn't really say much today at all. But our solicitor was looking for audit reports and from water reports and stuff.
We want a public inquiry and they see her because it'll come out all the truth. Public inquiry about the truth.
What do you think perhaps should have happened between Alt na Gaelvin and the hospital in Belfast, the Royal Jubilee Maternity Hospital? Are you satisfied that they communicated enough with each other? What would you like to have happened?
Two hospitals sort of communicated and brought out that this infection was about to prevent it from killing any of our babies.
When they found out our baby died and they knew that there was infection, we should have all been told about it, but they never.